In more and more career tracks, from sales to journalism to finance, an internship is required for young and new employees looking to break in. And following this trend, more colleges are now mandating internships as part of their degree requirements. But many of these internships are unpaid, which leaves these workers at the bottom of the pecking order with few workplace protections, including from a boss's inappropriate advances and unwanted attention. This didn't sit right with our next guest, so Matt Marks, who's an MSU senior, founded the Michigan Equal Protections for Interns Coalition and began working to change the state law in order to make unpaid interns less vulnerable in Michigan workplaces. He joins us now. Matt, welcome to Current State.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Tell us about the current laws involving interns in the workplace, and tell us what concerns you.
Well, currently there really aren't any laws protecting interns in regards to sexual harassment and other workplace discriminations. And that is something that I hope to change because internships are something that are becoming more and more prevalent over the years. I know that at least when my parents were kids, there wasn't necessarily as much as a trend of you must take an internship to put your name out there. Since, you know, everybody is on a level playing field. Putting something in an unpaid internship is something that is used to stand out on an application or a resume.
And when did you first realize there was this problem?
Like many of the students, had to take an unpaid internship as a requirement to graduate from James Madison College at MSU. And I chose to take my internship at a lobby firm in downtown Lansing. And being a lobby firm intern, I followed the state politics a little more closely, considering it would be what I worked on every day. And
you want to be a lobbyist, right?
I do. Yeah. I do. I think that is something that I would enjoy and something I could potentially make a career off of. I was following the local politics, and I saw that Representative David Kinesic from Dearborn Heights proposed a bill to amend the Elliot Larson Civil Rights Act to protect unpaid interns from sexual harassment. And I thought, well, that's interesting. I didn't realize that unpaid interns were not protected. So I did a little bit more research, and I found out that is true to be the case, that as an unpaid intern, and I was an unpaid intern at the time, I'm so vulnerable every day when I step into that office if something were to happen to me.
Is there an example or a real-life story that you've come across that shows how vulnerable interns are in the workplace?
Absolutely. There's a couple examples. The first one was a case in New York of a social work student in a college in New York who was placed by her university at a medical institution, a psychiatric type institution, if you will. And she was subjected to sexual harassment. I believe I read in the court reports that her boss told her that she should come to the meetings not wearing any clothes. And when she sued for sexual harassment, the courts found that because she does not earn a wage for her services, she is not technically an employee, thereby protecting her from employment protections. The second example, also in New York, was a student or an unpaid intern, Lee Hun Wang, who was working at a TV studio trying to make a name for herself. And she was hoping to get full-time employment from the TV studio. And her boss one night called her into his hotel room and to discuss their future. And when she got there, he made sexual advances, touched inappropriately, made inappropriate comments. And when she refused to go along with it, she was no longer considered for a full-time position. So she subsequently sued. And same thing, because she doesn't earn a wage, she is not technically an employee, thereby protecting her from employment, basic employment protections.
Matt Marks is an MSU senior and the founding director of the Michigan Equal Protections for Interns Coalition. And we are talking about equal protections for interns from which they are currently that they are not allowed. When you speak with your fellow classmates about this issue, Matt, what do they say? Do they care?
They absolutely care. The National Association of Colleges and Employers in their annual report last year said that 58% of graduating seniors of the class of 2013 held an internship during their 4 years. And of those 58%, roughly half of all those internships, are unpaid. Most kids that I talk to either are taking internships to try to make a name for themselves, or they're frankly required to by the university. But one thing is definitely congruent through each person, and that is that nobody really knows that this is an issue. Everybody just kind of assumes that interns are protected when in fact they are not. The people in the state of New York who recently passed legislation kept referring to it as an intern loophole. And I kind of like that term because it is something that everybody just assumes that is protected, and it turns out that they are in fact not.
I have to confess, millennials have a special place in my heart because both my kids are about your age. All that affection aside, you dreaded millennials, tongue firmly in cheek here, folks, have acquired a reputation, not entirely deserved in my view, but a reputation nonetheless for emitting a sense of entitlement, maybe a bit too busy plugging into all of your devices to get into politics and social change. What gives in your case? What moved you to act on this issue?
Well, it just kind of seemed like an issue that really affected me. And as somebody who wants to go into lobbying as a career, it kind of just seemed like the perfect little microcosm for me to get real life experience into lobbying or advocating for something that I truly care about. And, you know, this is the earliest I do have to wake up for class this week. But it is still very important that you take a moment to kind of realize that there are things out there that can duly affect you. And, I mean, when I think about it, there's really two things you can do. You can sit back and you can complain about it, or you can go out and make the change you want to see in the world.
You know, that awareness happens to people of all ages. I think you guys take a bum rap because you have acquired this reputation, but people of all ages are going through this awareness-raising process all of the time. Did you know where to start to form your group?
Not really. I mean, I'm always learning. I'm always trying to understand what the next best move is, and there are various sources that I go to for that information. But the first thing we really did was we created a name, and it's a pretty catchy name. MIEPIC is the acronym. And the first thing we did was we met with Representative Knezik, and we told them that we are all interested students and stakeholders, and we want to get involved. And so the way that it was explained to me is that you need to first go and get support for your coalition, and you need to build the coalition itself. So the coalition in this case is students. So we are currently in the process of reaching out to all the universities' student governments, and we are looking to, one, raise awareness for this issue because, most people don't realize this. And second, we are trying to plan a day where students can come into Lansing and kind of speak to their legislator face-to-face, speaking about how important this bill is.
What's next in the process for you?
Well, we are currently reaching out to those students with school just getting back into the swing of things. And I think I turned in my first homework assignment like last week. It's going to take some time for the students to go through all the procedures to get resolutions passed that would be in support of our efforts and the bill itself, which is HB 5691. And so once we reach out to those students and we kind of get a firm commitment, we will begin to use each university's student government as a way of spreading awareness to their individual campuses. Because, you know, I'm one man with one Facebook and Twitter account, well, maybe two or three Twitter accounts. And
did you ever want to quit?
Well, I mean, there are definitely times where it seemed a little difficult. And, you know, when things do get quit, you can either shut down and, like I said, complain about it, or you can keep going. So were there times I wanted to quit? Not necessarily, but there were definitely times where I thought maybe I was a little in over my head trying to change a state law as one college student. But, you know, it just the support of many who are close to me and more students, when they realize that this is an issue, most people want to figure out how to help. And that goes for way more than students.
Matt Marks is an MSU senior and the founding director of the Michigan Equal Protections for Interns Coalition. Matt, it's been great to talk to you about this. Good luck.
Thanks for having me again.